We get it. You're busy. You want to grow, and we want to help. You're passionate about your craft because it deeply matters to you. Your faith is important. It's your foundation. At Stayforth, we coach leaders to avoid burnout, live and lead with clarity, purpose, and from a place of health. We want you to experience long-term impact. Welcome to the journey. Hey friends, welcome back to Stayforth Leadership Podcast. This is an incredibly special episode. 400. This is our 400th episode. And instead of bringing on people who are, say, really famous or clips of our very best podcasts ever, I'm going to bring on some people who are incredibly famous to me. In fact, they have never been on the podcast. We've waited till now. And they are three of my four kids. So they're going to come on, and this is terrifying for me. They are going to fling any questions my way. I don't know what the questions are. They can be personal. They can be about me being a dad. They can be funny. And I have no idea what these questions are going to be. And so first up, I'm going to bring in my son. He's 12. He is a beast in so many different ways. He is creative. And my son, Eli, is coming into the podcast. So welcome him to the podcast. All right, here's my son, Eli. He's 12. He's super creative. In fact, he has a YouTube channel of his own, and he's going to fling some questions at me. So what do you got, man?
Okay, your first question is, what makes you so motivated?
Ooh, so I get up, as you know, each morning in the dark, and two things motivate me regularly is who I am as a dad. And so what am I modeling to you guys, which I hope is meaningful work that you guys know provides for the family, and frankly, that I love what I get to do every single day. And I want you guys to have work that you know is more than just clock in at the beginning of the day and clock out at the end of the day, and that I know impacts people. And so that's the dad side of it, and I'm also motivated to get all my work done so I can come pick you guys up and let your mom work. She works in foster care. She can work till whatever time she needs to each day. And then it's actually the people that I get to serve. So I care so much about helping people to find freedom, to get healthy, to continue to live and lead as God designed them and wired them up to. And that just gives me so much energy that I feel like I'm living in my sweet spot. So first of all, as a dad and a family man, secondly, my vocation of work and what I get to do every day. I absolutely love it. And I love watching people find freedom through the work that I get to do.
Yeah, that's great. Your second question is, what are your favorite and least favorite parts about owning your own business?
Ooh, man. All right, least favorite. The finances and how they change. Sometimes there will be a tax bill that I didn't see coming. Sometimes there's an expense for business that you just have to pay. Sometimes there's money due at this time and money due for payroll, which is when we pay our people, at the same time as maybe it's in the middle of the month and there isn't money coming in for a little bit. And how do I balance all those at the right time? And I struggle with numbers. Algebra was tough for me. Numbers were tough for me. So I think the financial part of the business is the hardest for me and the biggest challenge. Luckily, I have some help there. My favorite part of owning my own business is getting to work whenever and however I want. So we're filming this on a weekend and I get to invite you guys into it. We were skiing a couple weeks ago on a Friday when most people are working. And so just getting to create my own schedule, I absolutely love both of those pieces. All right, buddy. Got one more question left.
Okay. Final question. If you could live anywhere in the world for free, where would you live?
Ooh, man. How long?
However long that you would want. Like if you wanted it to be a year, it could be a year. If you wanted it to be up until retirement, you could.
Okay. So your mom and I have this dream of living and working from somewhere else for a while. And so I think it would be somewhere warm. We could skip a Colorado winter. Somewhere warm. You guys are out of the house, doing your own thing, finding meaningful work and jobs. And we go somewhere else to live in a warm place. Maybe it's Greece, maybe it's one of the Caribbean islands, and we just maybe 6 or 9 months. We just work down there, live down there, and just like find new cool things to do, but also continue to do our work at a distance. But honestly, we love living here in Colorado, and we anticipate living here for a really, really long time. And so whenever I think about moving somewhere else, it's just for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
All right, you didn't know this, but I'm gonna throw a question back your way. All right, okay. It's gonna be different for you and for your sisters.
Oh, okay.
What is one dream in life that you have?
One dream in life is to, when I'm older, probably just out of college, either to like explore the world and like go to all these different places and countries and go sightseeing for a couple years. To like, as a job, either be a professional YouTuber or a professional actor in like movies and shows, or acting like on stage, which is what I'm already used to.
Yeah. You're so good at being in front of people and on stage. You've got a great sense of humor, and I'm just proud to be your dad. And also, Eli's in the middle of what we call man year, from 12 to 13. Yeah. So he's becoming a teenager this year and is doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes. That's developing character in his life and getting ready. We have some physical challenges. We're going to be in the outdoors coming up. You just learned to ski. You have a huge heart for the lonely and the broken and the pushed aside, especially the homeless in our city. So, man, thanks for coming on the podcast today. Thanks for surprising me with those questions, and I'm proud to be your dad.
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right, our next guest is Mercy Briggs. And a couple of things that I appreciate about you, Merce, is that you are also really creative. You make things, and we love making things together, right? And doing crafts and those kind of things. You're also big on drama. You're big on music, and you participate in lots of the arts. In fact, you were just playing stuff for us yesterday in the house. So I also appreciate the voice that you have, that you really care about the lost and the lonely and the pushed aside, and that you want your voice to matter for those folks someday. Do you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
I just love being your dad, too. So, and I'm a little bit scared right now because you're going to ask me whatever questions. You got kind of a scary smile on your face right now. What questions do you have for me?
Okay, the first question is, if you didn't have the job that you have now, what job would you want to have?
Oh, man. Great question. I have always wanted to be an interior designer. And I love spaces. So the space we're sitting in right now, I got to design, but I didn't necessarily get paid for it professionally. But I love reading through different magazines about design, about how things go with, you know, other things, different colors and palettes and stuff like that. And I just have always thought that designers have an amazing job to be able to come in and figure out how spaces are built and how people gather inside of spaces. And I've always been fascinated by that. And actually, one of my bucket list dreams is to get paid someday for design. So maybe that's one big project. Maybe I get to design some incredible gather spaces someday. Maybe I get to work with an architect or an engineer to actually design a building or a neighborhood or a place for people to gather. But that's actually one of my dreams someday. And I think like a designer. And so I'm just fascinated by design.
You could design my next room.
Ooh, all right. Actually, we have some pretty sweet design ideas for the house, but it's probably going to be after you guys leave. So we have a little bit more space and a little bit more money.
Okay, the next question is, what do you like about being my dad?
Oh, man. I like a lot of things. Here's one thing that I really like. I like going on adventures with you guys, and I like how you guys are up for almost everything. One of the things that I want to give you credit for here is Thursday Fun Night. I love looking forward to Thursday because it's the end of my week, and a lot of times I take Friday off, and I'm usually tired, and sometimes I'm discouraged about work, and I'm like, tonight's Thursday Fun Night. And so, actually, why don't you share, what are some of the things that we like to do on Thursday Fun Night?
For Thursday Fun Night, we like going bowling. We go golfing a lot. We do mini golf.
And what happens when you beat me in golf?
If I beat you in bowling or golf in the next year, then I get $100.
All right, so I better win all these or I'm going to be paying up. A couple more things we do on Thursday Fun Night.
Sometimes we watch a movie and order food.
Yeah, just something fun at the end of the week. So I love that. And that was actually your idea. And then quickly Eli said, yeah, we should do that regularly. So I love doing that. And sometimes we have big adventures and we go out, you know, camping, or we go hiking, we go on trips. But a lot of times just the little adventures across town. Sometimes we go to Wendy's and grab some junior bacon cheeseburgers and have a little date. So I love doing adventures with you and getting that quality time. Sometimes away from the house and away from screens. And we live in a beautiful place, right? So we get to go do that.
Okay. The last question is, if you were in a movie, what movie would it be?
Oh, man.
And what character would you play?
That's a good one. Man, I don't know if I've ever thought about this before. I would love to make an appearance in a Will Ferrell movie. What movie? I don't know.
The Barbie movie. You could be Ken.
You want me to be Ken? In a world of Kens, be an Alan.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie movie reference. I think I would be in a Will Ferrell movie, and I would be somebody that he just goes ad-lib and makes fun of, and he does his Will Ferrell thing. I just think that would be so fun to be in a movie with Will Ferrell. What would my character be? Man, I don't know. But probably somebody that he makes fun of. I don't really want to be like in a superhero movie or something super.
You could be Will Ferrell's cousin.
Will Ferrell's cousin.
In Daddy's Home or something.
But I will not end up running around in my tighty-whities like Will Ferrell does during any movie. All right, Mercy. So we're going to end this part of the interview with you with me throwing you a question. So what is one moment with our family of six that you will always remember or always treasure?
Probably the time when we all went to Ocean City, and the time that we weren't spending with our extended family, like when we all hung out at the beach together, and when we all like had dinner together every night, and it was just super fun.
So many good memories. Well, Marissa, I love being your dad. I'm proud of who you are and who you're becoming. And you are so creative and you care for people so well. You use your voice fiercely to fight for other people. And I'm proud of you, Merce. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Now to our final guest. All right, friends, our final guest is my oldest, Bethlehem. We call her Betty, and she's super creative. And we love going on and doing creative things together. I suck around the camera. She's great behind the camera, and she's actually a resident photographer here in our space that we're in, Gather, and she does some work for Stay Forth as well behind the camera. So videography, photography, she's creative, she loves the outdoors like me, and we have a ton in common. So I love being your dad. Thanks for coming on the podcast, and I hear you got a couple questions you're going to throw my way.
I do. So my first question is, what is your favorite adventure or memory that we have had together?
So easy for me. We've had some great memories, but none other than our Europe trip. We were in Croatia, and a segment of that was the most exciting to me. We're actually going to go south, and we were going to head to some legendary places along the coast of Croatia. And instead of staying along the coast of Croatia, we are actually sitting at dinner next to the sea. The sun was setting. We were with friends, and they said, why don't you just go up to Venice, and then you could go up to Austria? Your eyes lit up, and in a matter of by the end of the dinner, we had actually decided to do it.
Yep.
I wasn't sure if we were allowed to take the rental car or how we were going to find lodging, but we will find it. We'll make it work. And in our similar fashion, side note, we're both Enneagram 7s. So 7 plus 7 equals 1,000. So we just bummed around for that. And then kind of a side note in that was we got to eat. Do you remember how many courses were at that dinner? It was 20 some mini courses,
yeah,
right?
I was going to say at least 15.
Michelin star restaurant. I had seen a chef's table on it, and it was in Slovenia. Last minute cancellation. Like, people planned months ahead of time for this. We called the night before. We happened to be in town, and we got into this world class restaurant in Slovenia. And the courses were a little bizarre sometimes. But it was the best dining experience certainly we've ever had together, maybe in my whole life. In fact, I had to sell a canoe to finance that meal. Didn't ask how much it cost, but that was one of those, like, we just have to go for it. Right on the border of Italy and Slovenia. So there are tons of moments along there. The second, I think, would be our The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music Day, like literally driving through the hills of Austria, following the path of Sound of Music, and actually getting to be in the church where they had their wedding and stuff. It was just, it was epic. You were just finishing high school, so you slept quite a bit on that trip. I did some stuff by myself as you were sleeping, but we made the most of those. I think it was 8 days.
Yeah, felt like forever. We packed a lot of stuff in there.
It was amazing.
That's great. I love it.
All right, what do you got for me?
All right, my second question is, when did you feel you had a strong sense of what your purpose was in life, and how was that revealed to you?
I think half of that at a young age. You know, when I was 15, heading into ninth grade, I had skin cancer. And my white self, very pasty self, was raised as a little kid in Puerto Rico. And so I must have gotten exposure to the sun and had skin cancer. Is a very scary time in my life. But like a crisis does for people often, it reminded me that there are things that I can do uniquely that nobody else can do. God has to have put me on this earth for a purpose, and then I have many, many more good years ahead of me. I better figure out what that is. So that was a big deciding point. I was going into ninth grade, so that's a big time anyway. Mm-hmm. And I was at the edge of sports and my body being at a spot where I could, you know, compete with a lot of older kids and stuff. And I just was like, what really matters? So I really had kind of a crisis of purpose at that point. And so it was very scary, but I'm glad that I went through it. So I would say, partially there, and then actually at the ends, the literal bottom of the world in Antarctica, I saw a lot of people that were running from life and were running from responsibility and were running from commitments in their life, were making some pretty bad decisions. There was a lot of addiction down there. And for me, it was the opposite. It was the start of a great life, and it was right after college, and I was sort of detoxing from learning for so many years, and school was hard for me. And it was this wild adventure I got to go on, and then ended up going to New Zealand and Kauai afterwards. But I had thought, oh, the adventure will fulfill me. And it was my bucket list. I was living it out. Three places, Antarctica, New Zealand, and Kauai. And I found that it wasn't enough, and I actually needed to go back to purpose wherever I went. And so I love Colorado, but I was okay giving it up if I needed to go move somewhere and be part of a community and serve and bring meaning in other people's lives. So that was a big moment for me to be literally living out my dream, but be around people that had been living out their travel dream for so many years, and it was pretty empty for them. So that was a big turning point for me. And it was a lot of fun. That was really, really hard work, really, really cold too, but it was a lot of fun, especially those 2 months in New Zealand where I was just backpacking, hitchhiking, climbing, and living out my dream in so many ways. But even that, I came to the end of myself and wanted to go and find my purpose and go back and serve.
I love that. That's beautiful.
All right. Third and final question. What do you got?
Mm-hmm. So outside of your passion with helping leaders and connecting people, what are some things that you love doing that other people do not know about you? Maybe from the past, in the future that you want to do, something like that.
I want to get back into painting. I painted for quite a while. It was actually before we met you guys and before we, you know, got to experience the miracle of adoption and then being parents. Life hit us pretty hard after that, and we had a lot of responsibilities. And so I discovered painting, and it was something that I could do, you know, in our house, and I could be creative for hours and kind of disappear there. But I also think that welding is something that I want to pick up. It's actually on my bucket list. And this year, during my sabbatical, I'm actually going to learn to weld. So a lot of the pieces, actually, even some in this room, were welded by a guy named Daryl. And he's already shown me a little bit how to weld, but I want to fashion things together with steel and wood and just make really cool things. Your mom's been telling me for about the last 10 years that I need to do that. I bought a couple books on it back in the day, but just never move toward it. And so I'm going to need to invest some time and some money, and I'm going to have that during sabbatical. So You can hold me to that. I'm going to weld some cool rusty steel together. So that's probably something that I haven't shared about, and maybe I'm accountable now by sharing on the podcast to doing that. But I always have to have some kind of artistry that I'm doing. For years, it was gardening and helping the school garden and putting our garden outside. I've built all kinds of stuff inside of our house and walls and those kind of things. And I'm not a perfect carpenter or anything like that. But I kind of always need to have one form of art that I'm doing. Sometimes it's photography or videography that I'm like focusing on, whether it's something with Stay Forth or just personally. But I always need to have one form of art that I'm in on. So maybe painting I'll come back to, but welding, that's going to be my next big one.
That's exciting. I'm excited to see what you come up with.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming on as our third guest here on the podcast. I love watching you grapple with your purpose and your future and why you're so creative and how do you channel that and all that, all the questions that artists have to ask, the fun, hard, convenient, inconvenient, terrifying questions that artists have to ask along the way. But proud of you. Love being your dad. And thanks for coming on the podcast. So quick note to my oldest son, Manny, who he's not a real camera guy. And so he did not want to come on this episode, but I love Manny as well. And he and I get to eat dinner together once a week. We carve that time out to make sure that we reconnect on that. And so he's actually our third oldest, just underneath Betty. So I just hope that this episode of the podcast, it's helpful to kind of see behind the scenes. It's not something that I talk about directly a ton, and I don't want my kids to have to live in the spotlight of me or others, but they were excited to come on this right now, and they're all just wildly creative and have their own gifts and are wrestling with their own challenges and working out what purpose looks like at their unique ages. And being a dad is a huge piece of my life, and I just wanted to like show it a little bit here on the podcast, and it's a big deal to me. I end my workday early each day so that not only my wife can work in her vocation of foster care as late as she needs to and her volunteer work around prisoners and have space to do that, but because being a dad is a big deal to me and I only get one shot at this thing, and it looks very different from my 20-year-old as my 10 and 12-year-olds and my 15-year-old, but that's just something that I love being a dad. I only get one shot at it, and I just want to make sure that I am living that out to the fullest in my life. And so hopefully you guys got a cool chance to see a perspective on this 400th episode of my family and three of my four kids here on the podcast. All right, guys. So as we close out, I'm going to ask Betty the final question here. What would be the greatest compliment that somebody could offer you?
I think one of the greatest compliments that someone could offer me that's often come in a form of judgment is that I am emotional, because I feel like a lot of times people come and hear that and they think that it's a negative thing to be an emotional person, but I really have thrived more since I've been able to live through processing my feelings in the moment and not having to subside them or only feel the happy ones and what. And I think you really get to live in the moment and present life and feel it more intensely when you're able to let yourself and your body do what it naturally does as a human. And I think that that would just be one of the best compliments, that someone saying that in a positive light as a positive thing. And I think it's a big attribute in who I am as a person. So I think if someone recognized that in me in a positive way, it'd be the best compliment I could receive.
Yeah. And really the opposite of that is like we're a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And we just crank out work and we don't have emotions. It actually isn't fun or interesting at all. And it actually is one of the reasons people burn out. And it's called depersonalization. We depersonalize each person and then we don't get the fun and the joy and the pain and the lows and the highs, and the lows actually make the highs great as well. So it's been fun to see you doing the work on that. Maybe not fun, but it's been really good to see you doing the work. As I hope all of you guys do as you get older and as you step into your adult years, doing the work internally that's not only going to help you, but to help other people through you. So you guys all have huge callings on your life. You have lots of giftings. You bring me joy, your mom joy, lots of other people around you guys. And so we just have one thing left to do. So 3, 2, 1.
Happy 400th episode.
Woo-hoo! We made it. Hey, many, many more good episodes to come. Hope you enjoyed my special guests. Very famous guests coming here on the podcast. Friends, it is possible to live and lead healthy without losing your soul in the meantime, to actually prioritize the things that deeply matter to you so that you can continue to lead well for the long haul. We're going to continue to bring you great content from experts like my kids and others here on the podcast. We love you guys. We will catch you on the next episode of the podcast. We are so grateful for you listening along, and we hope that this is a little bit of a nugget that changes your life, whether you are watching this on YouTube, you're listening to this as you work out, as you do dishes, as you take your dog for a walk. We want to be in your ear reminding you to live and lead healthy. We love you guys. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Coming from the world's number one dad. Woo-hoo.